As you know, there are various times when you need to get to somewhere that you're not familiar with. And of course, in the old days, you would drag out the old crumpled map, or you'd have the street directory or the road atlas. I think that GPS is a great improvement upon that, particularly now that you can just connect your phone to the car system, and once you get inside, you can use your voice to activate it and to tell it where the destination is, and just getting that kind of reassuring voice telling you that in 200 meters, prepare to turn left. Or when you're going along, you are told now, how much the tolls are going to be, and that's a pretty challenging and frightening kind of situation at times in Sydney, when it could be $28 or whatever to get somewhere. And for me, it's also helpful knowing where the speed cameras are or where the roadworks is. So GPS, I find, is a really helpful feature now that we have in our cars. And that gift, though, is also helpful for us to have that sense of, well, how do we know how to navigate through life? What are the ways when we're faced with both the big decisions in our lives and in the smaller everyday decisions? How do we make those choices well? Our first reading today introduces us to this wonderful character of holy wisdom, this beautiful woman that is a wise woman of faith and virtue. And Proverbs tells us that she was there at the very first moments of creation. So it's this whole divine sense that she has as she offers this insight within us. When we are faced with those moments of darkness, those moments of chaos, when things seem to begin to unravel and to go back into the darkness of that space from which creation originally came, Lady Wisdom is there to point the way for us. Lady Wisdom is that guide for us to know what is good in the eyes of God. The problem that Eve faced was that she decided to do what seemed good simply in her own eyes, rather than relying on the wisdom of God, rather than trusting in God's truth and in God's love and God's guidance. And Lady Wisdom helps us to make that right choice when we face those moments of darkness, when we are confused and we're not quite sure what is the right way to go. Lady Wisdom provides that gentle, calming voice to direct us along the right way. And Jesus says in the gospel today that is the role of the Holy Spirit, to lead us into all things that are true, that He will send the Spirit of truth to be for us this constant companion, this constant guide. So when we celebrate the Holy Trinity, when we ponder upon those different realities of God, the God who creates, the God who redeems in Jesus, the God who sanctifies in the Holy Spirit, that we experience all these different realities, not just in the abstract, not just in the vague kind of sense of something that's merely theoretical, but it's in how we actually encounter God and live our Christian lives within this present moment, that we can call upon the gift of the Holy Spirit, as we heard last week on the Feast of Pentecost. The Spirit is available to us, not just to the elite, not just to particular people, but it's available to all believers to receive this grace and this gift, that all of us have access to the truth. The Lady Wisdom wants to point us in the right direction. The Lady Wisdom is always inviting us into this deeper pondering of how we live well, how we live lives that are just, how we live lives that are about reconciliation and peace, how we encounter within our present world ways of being the best in our families, the best in our business, the best in our social worlds, that we can experience this call to surrender, to experience this invitation to a greater sense of trust, not just in our own sense of goodness, but to continue in humility to recognize that there are so often times when we need to step beyond what is the usual, to go beyond the habits that we might have built over many years of making those choices. And sometimes those habits haven't led us into the way of truth. But the Spirit of truth comes to challenge us. The Spirit of truth calls us into a deeper sense of surrendering to the will and the purpose of God in order to be His people, in order to be the community that He's invited us to be. And this gift is available to every single one of us, this divine guidance that calls us more deeply into that truth, that God is always there to point us in the way that leads away from chaos, away from darkness, into the way of order, into the way of surrender, into the way of justice and love. So let's continue to pray for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon His church. Let's pray that the Spirit might indeed have space to work within our hearts, within our lives, that we can respond to that call and that invitation and be His people, responding gently to the call of God, and that Lady Wisdom might continue to guide us into the way of truth so that we can say yes with all our hearts to receive that Spirit and let that power change us to be the people that He's called us to be.